Richard Casey is an alpine skier at Colgate University. He's been racing since he was 13. He says increasingly, weather has been impacting his sport. Like last weekend, when one of his races got canceled.
It started thundering and lightning. And that's never happened in my life before. I've never been around snow and had lightning strike and like a mountain stop. So that was really crazy.
In the Northeast, most skiers and competitive athletes like Casey rely on man-made snow. He says that can come with some benefits, especially for racers like him. One reason, man-made snow has more moisture.
So if it sits there in a big pile for a while, it can actually like condense into some really good ice. And that ice is awesome for us to race on.
But he says there can be drawbacks too. Especially when you're racing downhill at over 50 miles per hour, the way that snow is distributed matters.
Because if it's pushed out and spread apart too soon, it gets really granular like sugar. And that is like really not good for us to compete on. It's very inconsistent and can be really dangerous.
Casey says when you have a combination of warm temperature and man-made snow, there can be bumps of ice which are not racer-friendly. Also, man-made snow isn't enough. If the temperatures aren't low enough, it could all melt away. Todd Enders is an alpine ski coach. He's also at Colgate. He says using man-made snow isn't a big deal. We've been using it for over 40 years. But we haven't had to rely on it the way we do today, and that can cause problems.
It doesn't scare me or bother me that there's more man-made snow in our future. What would concern me would be, how are those costs going to transfer over to us and the ski racer, the youth that are racing? And will we be able to manage a sport that's already becoming too expensive for many?
A season pass alone can cost up to $1,000. Then there's the unpredictable weather. Now add an extra $1,000 for the costs of man-made snow. Richard Casey, the Colgate skier, has also noticed this. He said when he was a kid, he had to sign up for his hometown ski team by July to secure a spot. Now he says spots are open well into November. He knows this because his mom still gets team emails.
That just never happened when I was younger. It was like, if you didn't get in there in the middle of the summer, when most people aren't even thinking about racing, then you're just not going to be able to do it that season. So I definitely see a decline in the sport in the future, which is really sad.
Casey's team is participating in the regional championships this weekend at Bristol Mountain. The forecast predicts snowy showers on Saturday with a high of 7 on Sunday. Desiree McFarajum, Columbia Radio News.